Hello, my pathetic little pet. This is Goddess Echo Siren, and today I'm feeling particularly twisted. Today, I feel like humiliating you and degrading you by simply telling you the truth about yourself. You see, there's a reason you're deemed to be pussy-free. You know it, I know it, we both know it. So isn't it refreshing to just hear it right out of the mouth of a beautiful woman you could never have? Why do you think it is, my pathetic little loser, that you are doomed to be without pussy? Well, the answer is right in front of you. Literally. Look down. It's right there between your legs. That's right, my pet. Take a look at that pathetic little nub between your legs. So useless, so desperate, so utterly unappealing. Oh, but there's no doubt that it's getting all hard and drippy just after hearing a few mean words from a pretty woman. Oh, poor thing. The truth about you makes you so weak with lust. It's a vicious cycle. The crueler and more ruthless I am, the harder you are for me. And the more pathetic, weak, and horny you are, the more you prove my point that you're a desperate, horny, weak, pathetic little pussyless loser that can never have me. Oh, but that doesn't stop you from pining for me, from worshiping a goddess that you could never have. It's like you're addicted. You can't stop embracing your inadequacy. Nothing else turns you on this much. So just give in. Give in, my pet. There is no going back. There is nothing you can do about it. Embrace your status as my micro-dicked, pathetic little simp. My chronically pussyless, whimpering, sniveling little beta bitch. I know you find my honesty refreshing, that you crave each harsh, brutal word, each sobering dose of reality I deliver. You crave femdom because it really makes you feel understood and seen, fully seen, for the absolute loser that you really are. The kind of loser that wouldn't be worthy of even an ounce of my attention unless he were paying me. Oh, but it's not all about money for me. It truly delights me to see you suffer, to see your pathetic, fragile male ego crumble and burn. That's right. I get a genuine pleasure from putting pathetic little bitches like you in their rightful place. So, to prepare for this exercise in reckoning with the reality of who you really are, I want you to grab a pillow and I want you to get very well acquainted with it. Intimately acquainted. You're going to want to make sure that it has a removable, washable pillowcase, because this here pillow is going to be your only sexual companion, possibly forever. You might even get pretty attached, but I want you to be able to wash it since it might get a little messy. We both know that that useless little dicklet between your legs is incapable of giving any woman even an ounce of pleasure. So it should follow that you don't deserve any in return. Oh, it's never going to please a pussy, that's for sure. But I am a generous mistress, and since this pillow is an inanimate object, I'll allow you to hump it, because really, that's the best you're ever going to be able to do. I don't believe that a dick as useless as yours even deserves to feel the touch of your own hand. So a pillow really does seem to be the most appropriate means for allowing you, out of my incredible generosity, to indulge your base animal instincts. those animal instincts and your absolute lack of any self-control is exactly what makes you so weak and pitiful, so susceptible and impressionable. It's exactly why you fall prey to my cruel machinations. So pull out that embarrassing little thing between your legs and get nice and close to that pillow. Position it so it feels really good. And I want you to start rocking your hips back and forth, fucking the pillow, humping it, really putting some strength and vigor into it. By humping a pillow, you're sparing a real live human woman any disappointment. So let it all out. Let out everything you wish you could do to a woman that you know you just can't, that you know you suck at, that you know would never please her. It might feel really good, really fucking good, to hump this pillow like the little bitch you are while I whisper mean words in your ear that no matter how hard you fuck it, it's just a pillow. It's just play acting. You're simply incapable of doing this to a woman. You know you don't deserve her. You know you can't please her. And this realization of your own inadequacy, your own ineptitude, your own sexual uselessness reflected back at you through me makes that poor, pitiful little cock just throb, doesn't it? Oh yeah, so let it out. Release some tension. Get used to it. Get really nice and familiar with the feeling of that soft cotton getting wet from your pre-cum. You didn't realize how much it would turn you on to hump a pillow for goddess. To debase yourself for me. Degrade yourself for me. Admit by everything you're doing right now in my presence that you don't deserve women. You definitely don't deserve me, but you don't deserve pussy at all. That all women are out of your league. Frankly, you should do them all a favor and lock that little thing away. I'd be happy to do it for you. I want to help women everywhere by preventing them from fucking sexually useless, inept bitches such as yourself. But even the terminally pussyless deserve a little pleasure, deserve to release a little tension. So go ahead, my poor pussyless loser, and hump away. Be my guest. I'm fine with this because this pillow isn't sentient. You're not disappointing anyone. You're not letting anyone down. You're not wasting any woman's time. No, that's right. As my submissive, you're devoted to women's pleasure, and you know that you can't please them for a million reasons, starting with that little nub between your legs. But it's more than just that, isn't it? It's your whole manner. It's the way you carry yourself. It's your absolute lack of any self-esteem, any strength of character. You're not successful enough. You're not hot enough. You're not smart enough. You're simply not good enough. Everything about you reflects your sexual inadequacy. You are simply undesirable. So go ahead, hump away, my poor little pet. Hump away at that pillow. I want you to get off because I'm feeling generous. And I want you to release just a little tension before I put you back in chastity. So I'm going to count down from 20. And I want you to come all over that pillow when I say 1. 20. 19. 18. 17. 16. 15. 14. 13. 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 3, 2, 1. Oh, you can come now. But only if you lick it all up. You have to eat your own cum. You have to clean up your own mess and then throw that in the hamper. Come here and let me lock you back up.